And we're joined now by Isaac Powell and Doug Connolly from local alternative band Draining. They've been making some pretty cool punk music. Got a pretty solemn but deep and beautiful sound. We'll have a listen to that later on. Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
How you doing?
So how long have you guys been jamming together?
Only about a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only recently joined the band after the other guitarist decided to leave.
Yeah.
And been filling in for a couple of shows, and they decided to make me permanent.
Very nice. And how did the band come about originally?
So it really started with me just writing the songs way back in 2015 is when I started writing.
Yeah,
but
you ended up jamming with Marty at his house, recording some demos and stuff like that, and then
met Alex and the old guitarist at a gig called Nothing, and it was suiting because they're like American shoegaze band, and we were looked up to, so it just fitted. But we all just started jamming out the songs that were written on the EP. So,
where do you guys get your inspiration from?
So probably the band Nothing. Another band called Were, because the type of leads that we do is like basically from those bands. Like, just took direct inspiration from that.
What what genre would you call them?
Oh, it's like shoegaze.
Yeah.
So like it's like an old genre from the 90s, but we're taking inspiration from like the new like shoegaze bands, yeah. Like the heavy side. So it's like
a lot more distortion, a lot more fuzz.
Yeah, fuzz, wool of fuzz, more punk. Yeah. So, like, with our live shows, we could describe it like Sonic Youth with wool of fuzz and reverb, so
bring in the energy.
Yeah.
There's a fair few local punk bands. Have you had a chance to meet with them, or...?
We've only played, like, one, like, actual, like, punk hardcore gig. But we've played with local shoegaze band Glass a bit. They're really good. We've played with emo band Colorblind.
Yeah.
And like they're sort of in that punk spectrum, I guess.
A lot of bands have punk influences, but I wouldn't really call them punk bands.
So what is it you like about making this kind of music?
I like how I can just get into it heaps.
Yeah.
And it's
thrash around a bit.
Yeah, it's heavy, and but it's also fun to play with.
Very melodic at the same time.
Yeah, with all the pedals as well, so yeah.
All the pedals, yeah.
Yeah, all the pedals.
I've got Isaac Powell and Doug Connolly from local punk alternative shoegaze band.
Yeah, yeah. all those work. Yeah.
Draining in to talk about their work. So what is that the sort of music you listened to growing up?
Not growing up. I listened to a lot of hardcore like growing up. Mm. So like I guess that does suit the genre now, though, being, like, it's not directly, like, hardcore or punk, but it's rooted in that genre of, like, you know, just getting really noisy and getting, like, you know,
yeah,
like, feedback and...
Yeah, I was a big fan of, death metal and black metal growing up, so I was playing, like, straight-up really distorted guitars and all these kind of dissonant notes and stuff.
And it suits this genre, so...
Yeah, and yeah. Now I can kind of, like, capture that again with an actual band, and it's good fun.
Yeah.
So why did you move to that sort of the different style you've got now?
I just started listening to different types of music. At the end of high school, I got into like a big progressive rock phase. I was listening to a lot of Yes, a lot of King Crimson, learning all these complex leads and stuff. And then I'm like, it's a bit funner just to turn on a distortion pedal and jam around with your mates.
I think I just got into it just because of I saw these new shoegaze bands doing it and it was new to me. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, you know, I was like, I got to like do this. It just just those new bands just inspired me to just write that type of music. I know it's just kind of happened.
Now, Isaac, you mentioned you do a lot of writing for the band. Have you always been a writer?
Not really. I think only for this band I was like doing being the writer. I think only recently of our new songs we've been writing as a whole band.
Yeah.
But it started out just me, just because, like, I didn't have any members, like, all the way back in 2015.
So just, like, do a drum part, do a bass part, and then, like, work out your leads over the top. And
yeah.
Now it's a bit more collaborative. We're like, all right, we'll change up this section, we'll do this.
We'll do it more as a jamming stuff instead of me just tabbing things out.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So, Doug, what do you reckon your main contribution to the band is?
Oh, just the heavy guitar underneath Isaac's soaring guitar leads.
The wall of fuzz.
The wall of fuzz.
And the melodies.
Yeah. got a couple of leads in there. Not exactly a rhythm guitarist, but pretty close.
You jam out some leads in the new interlude.
Yeah.
What are you guys working on at the moment?
Ooh. So we've been playing new songs that are not out yet live for a while. So like progressively, like as we write the new songs, we would play it live. So we are planning to release a new single next month, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that was recorded with Kobe at Ghost Note Studios in November.
From the band Siamese.
Yeah. So it's a good name to chuck out there. but yeah, that should be released soon. And we'll be playing at least 3 songs like at shows.
Yeah.
Just to like, you know, for a whole set, but
A couple freshies.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think we're going to record another interlude for the single release and get a video out for that in the next month or so.
That's a music video in the works and
get something new going.
Yeah. More news soon.
So when's the next time we can catch you on an Adelaide stage?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the Crown and Anchor. We are supporting Blush Response for their Hearts Grow Dull tour.
Yeah.
So we're doing that alongside Muldrew Green and Colourblind.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be really fun. We love the Cranker.
Yeah, it's always really great
to play there. Yeah.
If listeners want to check out more of your music, where should they go?
Bandcamp. So just draining.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have new songs up there soon. But in the meantime, we got our EP out.
Mm.
So self-titled EP.
Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning, guys. We'll close up the interview with one of your tracks. We've got Just Leave. Do you want to set that up for us?
Yeah, so I just chose it purely just because I just got reminded last night, like on Instagram, like one of the fans is listening to it and, you know, just going, like, checking through stories and stuff. And then I sort of got stuck in my head. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, play this on the radio. So it's just really, like, melodic driven and it's really atmospheric, at the same time, really heavy. Mm. So, yeah, it's catchy as well. So
pretty good choice.
Yeah.
This is Just Leave from Draining on Radio Adelaide Breakfast.